Sinn Féin last night declared support for the strike.
Of course we did. We always have supported the right of workers to take industrial action. It's a key part of workers' rights. BBC staff have taken action in their time as well, and we've always supported the right of people to do so.
But you're supporting people striking against yourselves.
No, not at all.
Well, the strike's directly linked to the Stormont House Agreement.
Some of the unions have issue with some parts of the Stormont House Agreement, and we have met with their leadership.
Your agreement?
We have met with their leadership on many times over the last while and talked to them about that. There are areas we agree on, there are areas we disagree on, but I think one area we do agree on is that the source of all of the difficulties that we're having in relation to public services and finances to run public services emanate directly from the $1.5 billion that has been taken off our block grant by the Tory government and the continued drive for austerity out of Westminster. I think we are in agreement in relation to that. And I did listen to some of the union representatives talking last night, and they said that that was a focus of today's action, and we fully support them in that. We have stood out and protest against austerity, and we fully support others who do so.
But they're standing out. They're standing out there in protest against the agreement that you've signed.
No, well, I actually read some of the material that were calling people out to strike action today, and I didn't see that. I know that the union did release a leaflet at one stage taking issue with some aspects of the Stormont agreement. And as I say, we have had our differences of opinion on some areas of it. We have a good working relationship with the union leadership, and we will continue to have a good working relationship with the union leadership and individual unions on the ground, and our members are out wherever they can supporting the action today. And we'll continue to do so, and we make the strong point. And I listened to the leader of Union Unite the Union last night on the radio saying that all politicians were welcome to take part in industrial action today with them. I think that is a strong point that we need to unite together, because we are much stronger when we're speaking with one voice in relation to the difficulties that are facing the executive emanate directly from London. And, you know, I mean, the row that we're having currently at Stormont, and we did have a very protracted discussion before Christmas, and we are able to move ahead with all of the legacy issues, which probably most people expect should be the most troublesome issues that are facing the political parties here. But the biggest issues that we're now currently facing are the impacts of ongoing cuts in our block grant.
Quite extraordinary, Conor.
Differences over how to spread the very limited resources we have across the people.
There are some things, Conor Murphy, that are farcical in this country, right? There just are. And here we have this morning a political party who is supporting people striking, and part of the reason people are striking is to stand up against the deal that you've done, against the agreement. I'll read from the union's pamphlet here. I can see some of what they've written. Why the trade? This is an ad in some of the papers. Stormont House is no deal. Why the trade unions disagree with this agreement. That's why they're striking. Partly because of the agreement that you've done.
Yes, that's fine.
And they're striking against you, and you're supporting the strike.
Yes, and I say to you, we do have our differences in some aspects of the agreement, but the broad central thrust of this, and I've listened to union representatives speaking over the last number of days, raising the broad central thrust is the ongoing impact on public services of a reduction of finances available to support frontline public services, and we also protest against that. We led the charge within the Stormont House negotiations against the British government to try and secure extra funding. We meet with a completely disinterested government that has no empathy with what the people here are facing whatsoever, that are adamant just on an ideological pursuit of cutting the welfare state and cutting the public sector. And I think we do all need to stand up together collectively to impact that. We may disagree on some other aspects of what each other is doing, but I think the collective thrust of this is about the source of cuts to the block grant that we have and the impact that is having on public service.
Your party, this is so important that your party needs a consistent policy on this, Conor. Your party colleague and minister, John O'Dowd, is against the strike. Here's what he told this show just last week.
The strike action, when you go back to when this was generated, of course they're angry, and they're right to be, about the reduction in public services and public spend. But this is part of an opposition to the Stormont House Agreement. And I think that's a mistake. I think there's a fundamental mistake in the strategy of the union there being opposed to the Stormont House Agreement.
What is your message to teachers and classroom assistants on strike action? Should they do it?
Well, I supported the Stormont House Agreement. So it's somewhat then be hypocritical for me to turn around and support strike action against the Stormont House Agreement.
So John O'Dowd says it would be hypocritical to support strike action against the Stormont House Agreement. So that's one bit of Sinn Féin saying They're against people striking. It would be hypocrisy to do so. And here, Conor, we have another bit of Sinn Féin saying, of course it's okay.
Well, as I did say to you, there are areas we disagree on, and the strike is about much broader. The strike is not on a single focus on the Stormont House Agreement. The strike is about much broader issues, and you've spent some time, before I come on, I was listening to the discussion, rehearsing the real pressures that the ambulance service are under, and that's nothing to do with the Stormont House Agreement. I think the strike is about much more than that. It is about the cuts to public funding, which impact on public services, and the ideological drive of a government in Westminster to try and cut back on their own deficits by attacking services and the welfare state. And in that, we speak with one voice with the unions. And so there may be areas, as I say, we have met with the union leadership right over the course of the Stormont House negotiations and post-agreement. There are areas we agree on, and there are areas that
so
we
has John
don't
O'Dowd
agree
got Sinn Féin's policy wrong, or have you got Sinn Féin's policy wrong? What is Sinn Féin's policy?
Well, I don't know the context in which you began the question with him, but if he's saying if the strike, the sole focus of the strike was about saying the Stormont House Agreement was wrong, then obviously we couldn't stand and agree
he's
with that.
He was talking about strike action by teachers and classroom assistants.
I know what he's talking about, and I said to you, if that was the sole focus, but the sole focus isn't that, and I have listened to union leaders, I have read union material ahead of this strike, and this is about the full range of issues which are bearing down on public sector workers, and central to that is the lack of public finances to try and support those services.